Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
We got a guy named Brendan on the line. His wife actually wrote in for him. She says Brendan works for the water department in San Francisco. Basically, you know, you don't miss water until you turn a tap and it's not on.
Right.
And so a guy like Brendan is out making calls every day. Brendan, are you there?
Hello, I'm here.
Hi, Brendan.
How are you guys doing today?
Well, we're safely in our homes while you're out there making sure that the water is still dripping. Is that the case?
Yeah. They say water is essential. I guess it is, huh?
It turns out it is.
Hey, I know that you're still out there working and you're out. I hope you have access to masks if you have to go out and deal with anything, you know, out in the public. But what I've heard is that our water usage is way down thanks to people staying at home because none of the skyscrapers, the big buildings, are being used.
Right.
Is that true, or have you guys talked about that amongst yourselves at all?
I haven't personally talked about it with the guys, but I have heard them talking about when we go downtown, it's very empty down there, so I just assume that all those buildings are pretty empty, you know?
Yeah, right. Man.
So what is a typical day looking like for you? You're still going, are you going to people's homes or are you a city department kind of guy? Or?
Yeah, well, we take care of the water system from Hetch Hetchy, which is up near Yosemite, all the way to basically your front door. We're right now mostly going around fixing leaks and stuff and mm-hmm. maybe a few jobs that weren't completed yet. But right now I'm heading out to a leak right now on a service.
Oh.
On a service? So you're saying you work from the Hetch Hetchy to the front door. If someone's got a problem behind their front door, that's their problem. You're not a plumber. You're the water department that gets the water there, correct?
Right. So the water goes to a meter, which is at your curb. So we supply it from the water mains. A service goes to the meter, and then the homeowner takes it after that.
I see.
Got it.
Yeah.
Well, it's great that you're out there. You know, it's true. Until your wife wrote in, I hadn't really thought about who was maintaining the water system at this point. So thank you. This is our chance to say thanks.
Oh, well, you're welcome. And thank you guys for doing all that you do on the air. I'd like to say hi to my wife and kids, Megan.
Sure.
And Charlie, Nora, and Roisin. And just want to say she's doing an amazing job doing the homeschooling. And to all the moms and dads out there that have to do the homeschooling, I'm sure that's got to be really hard. My brother's a policeman, and he's out there on the front lines with doing his thing. So, I mean, to everybody that has to be out there, you know?
Hey, Brendan,
are you able to go home at the end of the day and hang with your family, or do you find yourself having to quarantine away from even them?
Well, we're very careful, and they're very good at work here with explaining things to us, and we have masks. And good. We keep separated as much as we can, and, you know, when I get home, wash hands, change my clothes, that type of thing. You know, take the work boots off before I even get near the house, you know?
That's great that you're able to get back in the house, though. For a lot of people, your brother probably, who's a policeman, it's a little more difficult.
Yeah. And, you know, and the plumbers do a heck of a job. They're out in the street putting in all these water pipes, and it's quite dangerous, you know, with all the cars and the traffic and underground utilities. It's, you know, they do a heck of a job.
Well, you do a heck of a job. We really appreciate it. So you'll be able to find your segment a little later at radioalice.com/hero. Let's hear it for Brendan out there making sure that we have water.
Keep
for
it
the
up,
occasional
guys. Thanks for
the occasional showers that we take in quarantine. Thanks, Brendan.
It's Sarah and Vinny.